Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Radio Mariam Armenia. My name is Chris Croson, and yet again, I'll be your host. Like I said in the first episode, I am a Birthright Armenia volunteer in the beautiful city of Gyumri, and I'm currently working on a project with Radio Mariam, in which I'm conducting interviews with my fellow Birthrighters. In these interviews, I hope to get our listeners acquainted with the Gyumri volunteers, see what they're doing in Armenia in general, and see what kind of insights they can offer us into life in Armenia today. In today's episode, our second episode, we are joined by yet another very special guest, Arman. Thank you for being here, Arman, and welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So, first things first, our listeners need to get acquainted with you. Please tell us a little bit about yourself. Where were you born? Where did you grow up? Back home? Do you work? Do you study? These kind of basic things. The floor is yours. Go ahead.
Yeah, so obviously my name is Armand.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is Pigeon.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So I'm half Armenian. My mom is Lebanese Armenian. My dad is French. Currently, I'm living in California. I've grown up there in Orange County, which is about an hour south of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And I study in San Diego at University of California, San Diego. And I'm currently studying economics and international affairs.
Okay, great. So have you finished? So you're currently studying that. So you've still got another year or?
Yeah, so I just finished my bachelor's last year.
Right.
So I'm going into my master's now.
Okay, sweet. So you thought you'd do a Birthright Armenia in between.
All
right, sweet. And what was it like growing up in Orange County? It's a nice place. And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, Orange County is very nice. Pretty nice area. Not a lot of crime and stuff like that. Good community, good family values, and actually a pretty big Armenian community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that was nice.
All right, so let's talk about that. So obviously, like you said, you're here on the Birthright Armenia program. You said you've got your mom is Armenian, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then your dad, has he got any Armenian blood? Or?
No.
Okay,
no.
So you're 50% Armenian. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that, your Armenian connection. And you just mentioned the big Armenian community there. So can you tell us about the community there? You know, what kind of stuff is there on offer and how big is the community in the city?
Yeah. So being close to LA, a lot of Armenians kind of migrated or moved down south a little bit.
Right.
So we have an Armenian school in one of the cities in Orange County. It's called Adi Giragos Minasyan, which is for preschoolers up until sixth grade. There's also two Armenian churches, one for the Western Diocese and one for the Prelacy. And we also have home Minutemen, like sports teams for basketball, soccer, volleyball. Yeah, and a lot of big community events. I'd say the Armenian population is probably maybe somewhere around like 500 to 1,000. I know that's kind of general, but
right.
It's big enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so there's quite a vibrant kind of Armenian cultural life there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's interesting. So back home in your everyday life, would you say your Armenian identity plays quite a big role in everyday affairs and whatnot?
Yeah, so my house, with my mom, just most of the time speak Armenian with her. My dad actually has caught on to some of the things being, with my mom for so many years. And my other family that's in the area is also still very connected to their Armenianness. So, yeah, I'd say it's like very connected still.
Mm-hmm. So would you speak Armenian with your mom at home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speak Armenian with my mom at home.
And I suppose that would be Western Armenian.
Western Armenian, okay.
Yeah, how are you finding the difference between Western Armenian and Eastern Armenian?
So in Orange County, there's a really big concentration of Lebanese Armenians, Iranian Armenians, and other diasporans not directly from Armenia.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always accustomed to just speaking Western all my life. But when I went to university, my main group of friends that I like spend time with and live with actually are all, or their families are originally from Armenia. So I got acquainted to Eastern speaking style. And then coming to Gyumri, there's a lot of Western Armenian influence, which makes it easier to speak. But yeah, there's still some stuff that gets like lost in translation. I know there's a lot of Russian influence in a few of the words and stuff that. So yeah, but I've gotten the hang of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it was easy enough. And so you talked about having Armenian friends at university. So would you say that even your Armenian cultural life, your Armenian identity comes out at university as well?
Yeah, so I'm actually on the executive board of my Armenian Student Association.
Oh, yeah.
And we have, I think last year we had 80 active or registered members, which is a pretty good population for...
That's in San Diego,
right? San Diego, yeah. And then, yeah, I was actually in a Armenian fraternity. Yeah, so...
That's pretty nuts.
Yeah, group of around like 15-ish guys that we all like live together.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, basically, even... At school, everything's kind of Armenian-based,
okay.
One way or another.
All right,
yeah.
Sweet. So is that normal to kind of have ethnic frat houses, if you will?
I mean, it's definitely not normal because a lot of people have never heard of them before.
Yeah, you know,
you kind of get accustomed in university. But at my school, there's a lot of ethnic fraternities. Chinese, Korean students, and then there's some, like, Latino ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there is some,
yeah.
But it's not, like... You know, you hear it and you get kind of surprised, like, oh.
Yeah, I know. I mean, definitely in the UK, we don't have such a thing. So it's just interesting to hear. All right. So Armenian culture, Armenian life is a pretty big thing in your life from what I've gathered. So when it comes to your self-identification, at least kind of ethnically, nationally, do you see yourself as Armenian-American, just an American, an Armenian? If this question means anything to you. What?
Definitely Armenian-American, just because... You know, I can't say that I'm fully Armenian just because the lifestyle in the U.S. and the stuff you're kind of accustomed to and the influence is still very American.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a good mix of, you know, you go outside into like just like the everyday life and there's still that American influence. But then also the Armenian side back kind of my smaller group.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Armenian American. Yeah.
All right, nice. So, okay, this is quite a big question. What does it mean to be Armenian? Do you think there are common traits that all Armenians share or they should share? Do you think there's an answer to this question?
Yeah, at least from my experience, kind of when you, at least being in diaspora, Armenians tend to be very, even in Armenia, very, very family-oriented, good morals, strong... Like, relation with your religion, with Christianity. So I guess for me, like, being Armenian, you know, having the blood is one part, but I feel like you also need to be kind of ingrained in the culture a little bit. You gotta...
Act on it.
Mm-hmm. Be kind of like the urge to, you know, try to help out your community in, like, one way or another.
All right. Good answer. So we'll move on to... Birthright and your experience so far in Armenia. Aman, I'm sure our listeners are dying to know, why did you decide to take part in the program?
Yeah, I've been to Armenia 2 times before this time. And, you know, coming as a tourist is very different than living in the country that you're visiting and kind of getting ingrained in the culture. So, yeah, I knew a few people that had done Birthright before and I've only heard positive things about it. So, I was going to come try to do Birthright last summer, and then I just got a little busy. So this summer was a good opportunity for me. Yeah, I wanted to experience Armenia as, not as a tourist as much, like to actually like live here and kind of know what it means to like be here, living here, experience like the culture and stuff like that.
And would you say you've successfully integrated yourself into Armenian society?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've completely integrated, but I've kind of got accustomed to the way that things work, general lifestyle, do's and don'ts.
And you know, as you said, you've noticed a big difference between being here as a tourist compared to being here as a Birthright volunteer.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say, especially in Gyumri, which is not as developed as Yerevan, you kind of get the experience to be more... living here as like a day-to-day, kind of like a citizen, versus usually tourists will spend the majority of their time in Yerevan, where you have like a big wide array of, you can find any kind of restaurant you want, do whatever you want, versus in Gyumri, you kind of get settled down, settle in a little bit, and then you kind of go through the day-to-day motions, and you're like, okay, this feels like I'm living here.
Yeah. You said it's a more kind of authentically Armenian experience.
All right, interesting.
So let's touch more on the kind of differences between Gyumri and Yerevan. Have you spent any time in Yerevan?
I spent 5 days there at the beginning of my trip, but just from, you know, previous like travel experience, I've spent basically all my time in Yerevan.
Yeah.
So Yeah, I would just say Yerevan now, I know a lot of places will, or even if you ask a lot of people here, will consider it kind of a big European city. It has that vibe where it is definitely tourist oriented, especially in like the Gentron in the center,
right,
where even like prices reflect that, and you could tell that like you know, the established businesses there kind of try to push towards tourists to make it more of a, you know, like a destination. Versus in Gyumri, there's still obviously places that have that feel, but you kind of get the feeling here that in Yerevan you kind of go looking for stuff to do, versus in Gyumri you're kind of just, you know, doing the stuff that you would normally do, like at home. Like for me, now that I've been here for 2 months, it's more like I have my day-to-day routine, stuff like that,
I got you. So, and what made you decide to come to Gyumri specifically?
Kind of the same thing as before, where I had experienced Yerevan. I've always heard good things about Gyumri, and the way I thought about it was, if I had the opportunity to come here for like an extended period of time and stay here, then I might as well, just because I could kind of get that Yerevan experience, not whenever I wanted, but if I was looking to come here as like a tourist.
Got you. And well, could you tell us about the volunteering work you're doing here?
Yeah, so I am currently working for a organization called Nord Luis, and translate to New Light in English. It's an organization that works with young women from like socially vulnerable families, ages 13 to 17. And their main goal is to kind of like foster development of these girls, like mentally, physically, and just making them more prepared to like enter the next stage of their life. So
more confident as well.
More confident. Yeah, that's the word. So their structure is like a mentoring process where they have a group of women who are like the mentors there that have already gone through this program that come back and help the girls. And it's Gyumri based. So all the girls are from Gyumri, from like Shidok region. And yeah, the work that I'm doing is I'm trying to help them kind of find like a plan to kind of tell these girls who are pursuing higher education what like good opportunities in the future would be in the job market. So I'm basically doing analysis on like the economic conditions and kind of forecasting like future developments in Armenia.
So it really does relate to what you're doing at universities. Are you finding it valuable experience? You think it's going to be look good on your CV, for example?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, because it's definitely different getting like the training in a classroom versus doing it in like more of an uncontrolled environment.
Right.
So I've definitely got good experience doing more like independent work versus being under like the
supervision.
The supervision of like a professor like my university, which is cool.
And you know, getting experience in a country like Armenia is also, there's a bit of, there's value to that as well. So far, are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying your time there?
Yeah, I am. It's you know, the more progress I make in kind of finding out different stuff, it's like it kind of gives you confidence in like the future of Armenia. Which, you know, in recent years and kind of basically since forever has always been under
duress.
Under duress, from different factors. So, yeah, it gives me, I've kind of had like, I'd say, more of an eye-opening experience saying like, wow, there's actually progress that's happening here and like the future looks bright kind of thing.
All right, sweet. And so as you're doing this, I can imagine you feel like you're contributing to the betterment of modern Armenia.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I suppose that's what Birthright's all about. So you hit the nail on the head there. Good job. All right. So have you been anywhere else in Armenia that you've really liked, that you've really enjoyed?
So we go on excursions on the weekends, which is with like our whole Birthright group from Yerevan, Vanadzor, Gyumri. But I've also traveled to different areas. Like I went to Aragats and some Sogmosavank monasteries around. And yeah, it's also very interesting to see how diverse like the landscape in Armenia is.
Yeah.
Like, especially more towards the eastern side of Armenia, like by Lake Sevan and Dilijan, you kind of get the more foresty experience versus you come west and it gets more, not barren, but just a different landscape. But it's more mountainous, which is very interesting to see. So
And such a small country as well.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about more about the Birthright program itself. How are you enjoying your Birthright Armenia experience so far?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm getting towards the end of my time here, but the whole experience has been very, very rewarding, especially getting the chance to, or at least when I got here, I didn't have too many expectations just because it was new to me coming to live in a different country to work here. And yeah, everyone that I've met has been very welcoming, social, and it's also nice to see that everyone who's doing Birthright kind of comes here with the same goal to kind of work towards, you know, like the betterment of Armenia, to help people, stuff like that. So it's very, yeah, I've enjoyed my experience here.
Mm-hmm. And could you tell us maybe a favorite memory, a favorite moment?
Yeah, so we went to Turchkan Waterfall, which is the highest waterfall in Armenia. And we actually went like into like the waterfall, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was
freezing, but it was fun.
And what do you enjoy the most about the program? Is it your job site? Is it the forums, the excursions, or just the kind of people you meet?
Yeah, I'd say probably like the camaraderie.
Yeah.
It's very interesting having like a group of people who are all from different places kind of come together for like a kind of for like the same purpose. Like I was saying before, it's like you're from the UK, I'm from the US. We have volunteers from Australia, from South America, from Russia, which is it's very cool to see, you know, people's different perspectives on things.
Right.
And you kind of get opened up to like different, you know, like cultural differences, people's perspectives, how they view different things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. Let's talk a bit about people being from other places around the world. So having grown up in an Armenian environment back home, do you notice differences between Armenian culture, mentality, behavior back home in America versus all these things in Armenia itself?
Yeah, it's definitely just different
right
here, because in America, you're kind of trying more to hold on to your Armenian-ness versus here, you're just kind of thrown into it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you're not special anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So the people in Armenia that live here, it's not more of like trying to like maintain your cultural heritage versus just living in it and contributing to it. So I'd say back in the U.S., the difference with like the Armenian-ness is people, the Armenian community is generally more, it's like close because there's only a select group of us. So people try to hold onto their identity more, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the same is in Armenia, it's just different. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And since you arrived here, have there been any culture shocks? Is anything really different or just really noticeable?
I mean, just because I've lived with Armenians for the past, like, going on to 5 years now, I'd say basically the only really big difference is the kind of like the times at which like people kind of start their daily lives.
Right.
At least in the US, it's very like hustle bustle. Everyone wants to get up very early and get the day started, start early, finish early, and then kind of just go to sleep and do it again.
Yeah.
Versus here, it's like people wake up, you'll sit down, have a nice breakfast, coffee, and then kind of get your day started later.
Uh-huh.
And then that extends through the night.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was kind of hard for me at first because I was always used to getting up early, but I've got accustomed to it now.
Mm-hmm. And are there any disadvantages to life in Armenia? Is there anything bad, negative that you've noticed, or areas in which you think could be developed more in Armenia?
Development-wise, I think it's just one of those things where Armenia still is a developing country, so the people just need to understand that if like they want development to happen, then they also need to contribute to it. I mean, I understand it because a lot of people have been affected in a lot of different ways. Having like family members die in Artsakh, and then we have like over 100,000 refugees coming here. So I feel like the country's kind of at a pivotal point where people can't be as kind of relaxed and comfortable as like they may have been in the past, where now is kind of the opportunity where, you know, we're getting investment from different countries. There's even talks about Armenia potentially joining the European Union.
Right.
And it's like people need to, because they've realized it, but they need to like take it in their own hands to kind of like help contribute it towards like development, you know?
Mm-hmm. And decide the future of the country. Yeah. Okay, I got you. So, all right. Wrapping up, heading towards the end of the interview now. Unfortunately, it's been very, very fun so far. So, as you said, maybe you've not said it already, but you are coming to the end of your Birthright experience. But that puts you in the perfect position to answer the final few questions I have for you. So looking back on it, are you glad that you took part in the Birthright program, and would you recommend it to others who have the opportunity to?
Yeah, I would 100% recommend it to anyone. I mean, I know we're kind of closed off to you have to have some Armenian blood in you, but it is definitely very eye-opening to hear about Armenia and, you know, your family who used to like live here kind of talks about Armenia in one way and you might have like a certain image or look about it, and then you come here and experience it and then you can make your own kind of memories and like conclusions about it, which is very interesting, which is very good.
Definitely. Yeah. And since you've done the Birthright program, would you say now you feel more Armenian, if that means anything, or just closer to Armenia, its people, its culture, etc.?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that now I definitely have a different perspective on a lot of things in this country. More Armenian, yeah, in one way or another. But I feel like now I can better understand the people that live here.
Right.
Which is an important thing, which is, I mean, the message that they kind of try to push in Birthright is, this isn't like just like a, you're not coming here as a tourist. Mm-hmm. Don't try to experience it as a tourist.
Right.
Ingrain yourself in the culture, talk to people, and experience like life here. Which, yeah, I've had the opportunity to do, and yeah, no negatives.
All right, interesting. And final question, since you said no negatives, would you ever consider moving to or settling down in Armenia in the future? Would you say you're happy enough in America?
That's a tough question. I would definitely consider it,
right,
not in the near future, but probably once I kind of get, you know, towards like the later half of my career.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it would definitely be an option for me. I'm not completely shut out to it. Like, there's obviously big differences, but yeah, I mean, I could see myself potentially living here in the future. Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, Armand Pigeon, the new latest citizen of Armenia in however many years.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm sure they'll be waiting for you. All right, great. Well, I think that will do for today. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you, Armand, and I'm certain our listeners will find what you had to say very insightful and very interesting. Thank you for joining me, and good luck for the rest of your time here.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.